It's now time for the weekly Greyhound Report with Mick Floyd.
Ah, the money man, Mick Floyd, joins us. How are you, Floydie?
Very well, thank you, Michael. A bit cold and gloomy here at Sandown at the moment, but plenty of hot racing to heat us up. So, it's another big week ahead of us.
I know. Nick Quinn did say that spring was in the air, which has caused a little consternation on social media. He mustn't have been looking out the window because it is a bit of a gloomy old Wednesday, but
it certainly is.
We can certainly brighten things up with a few winners a little later. There's been plenty of action on and off the track as far as greyhound racing is concerned. I believe there was an important GRV board meeting yesterday because there is the planned second day of strike action, which is, I believe, next Thursday. So have we heard any updates? Is there any later news?
Nothing I've heard, unfortunately, no. So I'm sure there'll be an announcement sometime today. But, apparently it was a meeting held yesterday. And, look, I really hope that both sides are working together to come up with an outcome here. It's, as you said a couple of weeks ago, ahead of the first day of action. The sport loses out when we've got two opposing sides like this. It doesn't do anyone any good. So hopefully we can get an outcome beneficial, I guess, to both parties, and we can move on because there is so much good racing going on and so many good things happening in the sport. It's a shame matters like this take some of the headlines, but I'm sure all parties will work through it and we'll get the right outcome in the end.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Gareth Orr may have a bit more news on RSN Central a little later. Speaking of issues in racing, we feel for our friends in New South Wales who are going through this COVID crisis that we faced in a similar predicament 12 months ago, but unfortunately for greyhound racing in New South Wales, it's had a major impact because they've decided not to race at Wentworth Park at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. They've gone back into the same structure they had this time last year during the height of lockdowns. They've gone into a regionalised sort of setting. So because Sydney is obviously the biggest concern, and Wentworth Park is right in the heart of the city there, it's a fantastic location. In fact, on a normal occasion, they've decided to keep people away from that area altogether, and so they're not racing at Wentworth Park, which obviously means a reshuffle for the racing program. And so when you're looking through the form guides, there'll be some pretty good dogs going around at some of these regional centres. Dubbo, for example, this Saturday will be running for Metro prize money, and Nowra on Monday for races over 500 metres as well. So it has been a bit of a reshuffle there. And obviously the $1 million chase coming up, we're only about 3 weeks away from the first of the regional qualifiers down at Tamora. There'll be some implications there. So I understand they're working on some contingencies there. They're obviously going to be hopeful that things have settled and they can return to the normal racing program well in advance of the $1 million chase, which has been brought forward from last year. Last year was late-ish October. This year it's been moved into September. So hopefully we can get some good news out of New South Wales over the next little bit and the $1 million chase isn't affected. But they are, as I understand it, they're working through some contingencies now if it is affected. But as I said, fingers crossed we can get through that and we're back to normal as soon as possible.
Absolutely. Speaking of great racing, we've got the Group 1 Maturity Heats at the Meadows this Saturday, and as you would expect, really strong nominations.
They are elite, yeah. The number of nominations is very strong and the quality is just outstanding. Some of the big kennels have loaded up as well. The dailies have around 16 runners going around, and Jeff Britton and Angela Langton have about 12 between them as well. It's you'd expect nothing less of the quality of the greyhounds they've got coming through, including just in the daily camp alone, greyhounds like Shimmer Classic, Quara Bale, who was outstanding here earlier in the year. She's won 5 out of 5 here at Sandown Park, and Lala Kiwi's a very good greyhound as well. The greyhound I'm really looking forward to on Saturday night is from the David Gill camp, Goblins. He's won 11 on the bounce now and does it in fantastic fashion. He came here to Sandown last time out, and we know he's very quick. He's a sub-5 second to the first type of dog, and he not only did that, his second split was outstanding, and he put the overall time on the board as well, 29.20-odd. He's a very, very fast greyhound, as we know, and really looking forward to seeing what he can do at the Meadows. His father, Fernando Bale, was a similar sort of mould. He was absolutely reliable out of the boxes, just a brilliant early speed, and that mid-race acceleration is outstanding. So he's probably not quite as strong as what Fernando Bale was at the end, but still very early in his career, and interesting to see he's been very well supported in the Melbourne Cup as well. He was $34 is now into second favouritism around $15-$16. So there'd be a lot of interest there in Koblenz, but Saturday night will be a very, very good night of racing. The nominations don't close until about 10:30, so Field should be out by about lunchtime, and I'm really looking forward to seeing them. The Stayers will be going around as well. The Destiny Fireball, or the Fireball Group 3 race for the Stayers, will also be run on Saturday night, so really looking forward to that. It is one of the premier races on the calendar. Just looking through the honour roll and maturity, just to give you a guide on how good some of these dogs have been the last 10 years alone. El Gran Senor, Barsha Bale, Fernando Bale, Mpunga Blazer, Dinah Pat, and Simon Told Helen last year. It is one of the great races on the calendar.
Yeah, absolutely. And just talking about some great greyhounds, Tommy Shelby and Fernando Bale dominating as well. And I believe Tommy's had his first litter.
He has, yeah. News came through over the weekend. Tommy Shelby, he's a proud dad, I'm sure. I'm sure all the connections are very excited. The Twitter account posted the photo on the weekend. Out of Speedy Evie, bred by Ray Hennis in Victoria. I think he's over around Heathcote somewhere. But five dogs and two bitches in the litter. I'm sure there'll be a massive demand for them. Good-looking pups too. Plenty of a couple of blue dogs I saw in the photo there. He's the son of Fernando Bale, Tommy Shelby, so I'm sure he'll get plenty of interest there. He's a very, very competitive market for the stud dogs at the moment. A lot of Fernando Bale studs start, and a lot of Fernando Bale sons starting to make their market start. And look, he's going to get every chance. He was an outstanding greyhound, and I think, it would be good to see these dogs coming through.
What would Tommy, one of the litter of Tommy Self or Tommy Shelby?
Oh, it's a lot will depend on the pitch they've gone to. But look, I'm sure in reading a story on it, Ray's already received plenty of offers. He's pretty keen to hang on to them or at least train them. He's open to selling a few as long as he can look after them and take them to the track as well. But look, I think again, depending on the pitch that the wealth of pups, if we're looking at five figures.
Yeah, all right. Well, yeah. We might need you to tip us a few winners. And then we might be able to get one of those little pups. Who do we like this weekend?
Really good card of racing at Sandown on Thursday night. I mentioned Fernando Bale. He's just to show his dominance at Sandown Park this year. His progeny have now passed $1 million in prize money won at Sandown Park alone, which is just extraordinary. There's some very good greyhounds and good numbers too. He's got 27 of his pups going around on Thursday night, which is an extraordinary figure. A couple of his sons that I'm really looking forward to seeing. Pappy Go Fast will go around in race number 7. He's got an outstanding record. He's been placed in 38 of his 41 career starts, but he gets to win at Sandown Park. He's been placed in 4 of his 5. I think he gets his chance here on Thursday night. He's drawn box 2, has really good early speed, and there's not a lot of speed around him. He's around about $3.10 at the moment. I don't think you want to be taking anything shorter than that, but if he does get those breaks, they'll be coming for him at the end, but I think he'll be far enough in front of winning the race. And one of his daughters, one of Fernando Bale's daughters, Empress Tears, race 6, number 3, as the younger sister of Tornado Tears. I think this is the fourth litter or the fourth mating of these two greyhounds, Fernando Bale Tears I Am. She's been racing in pretty good form without winning over the distance. Last time out, she ran second and is just beaten, running 41.88 in her own right. Again, has been drawn pretty well in box number 3. There's not a lot of pace around her. If she settles in a forward position, $8 looks a fantastic each-way chance for mine. And I'm really looking forward to seeing Immunity go around as well. We've spoken a lot about her in the past. She is stepping up to the 5.95 distance on Thursday night. She's drawn box 2, which will help, but it's a pretty hot field as well. Kenny the Brute in the 1, Graceland Bale in 3, bounce back in box 4. So she'll be under plenty of pressure there, but she's a very, very good greyhound. And look, I think if she finds the front, she'll be very hard to beat as well. So I think it's going to be a fantastic night of racing on Thursday night, and Maturity Heats on Saturday look like a classic edition of that race as well.
Another big few days coming up in the world of greyhound racing. Good luck, Mick.
Thank you very much.